you want to kill me. Now you want to kiss me. Blow.
Hey, you've got 3 seconds for it.
I'm going to amp this baby up, see how it sounds.
Garrett, pass me the cheesels.
Oh, they're extra salty though, Glenn. Is that alright?
Fine.
Okay. We're in party mode, dude.
So much
get
party.
With the party, man.
Alright, this is the special edition FakeShimp.net awards show where we're going to announce our awards for our favourite independent Australian releases of the year.
There you go.
It is our second awards show, so I'm excited about this.
I'm fucking ecstatic.
I'm beyond.
Alright, so last year we announced 4 winners. We had the Glenn Award, the Jared Award, the Justine Award, and the FakeShimp.net Award. I'm going to recap on those so people know where they can find them. Some of them have gone on to some big releases, and some of them are pending release.
Yeah.
So we had Mark Hartley's Electric Boogaloo won the Justine Award last year. That one can now be found on DVD in Australia and in the US, as well as Netflix US.
Yeah.
So
it might even be on Netflix Australia now, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure, but if not now, soon.
Yeah.
No doubt. Then we had the Jared Award, which was The Mule.
The Mule, which is available on home and on Blu-ray and DVD here in Australia.
And in the US. It was released directly onto iTunes originally.
Originally,
yeah. Which was what made it so unique.
Yeah, it had about like a 21-day lead time or something on iTunes here in Australia.
And you can also catch it on Presto, which is cool.
Yeah, man.
Then my award, the Glenn Award, was Throwback, Travis Bain's Yowie film. That one's had a DVD release in Australia, a Blu-ray release in the UK. And I believe you can watch it on Monster Box, which is Monster streaming service.
And I think it just got a release like in Germany. Because I think he posted and it's been dubbed into German.
Yes,
which is pretty cool.
And I think they're aiming to get that one on the new Ozflix streaming service.
Awesome.
So, which would be very cool. I'm excited about this, yeah. Then we had, of course, the FakeChimp.net award went to The Suicide Theory.
Yes.
Which won the Grand Award. That was limited theatrically in the US. Very, very limited release over there. And it's available on Netflix in the US, but not yet in Australia. So
No, not yet.
I was talking to the director, Drew Brown, and he reckons 2016 is the year it'll come out here and for a wide release.
Somewhere. I hope they do a special edition of it here locally.
Yeah,
would be
so
great.
I think it'd be a really interesting DVD.
All right, so let's get on to these awards.
Hey, you want a cheesel or what? Am I just holding this bowl for nothing?
Didn't you hear me munch?
I'm sorry. You were silently munching.
Not with the sound effect I threw in. Alright, so let's just go straight into the Jared Award and which film is taking away the glory?
This year, it's Under a Kaleidoscope, directed by Addison Heath, produced by Jasmine DeCoupe. And
woo!
What a phenomenal film.
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely.
What a fucking amazing little film.
What an amazing film. What an amazing guy. What an amazing producer.
These guys are cast.
Yeah.
Kenji Shimada and Kristen Condon, Aston Elliott in it as well.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What a little powerhouse of a film.
And fantastic and worthy.
It's an amazing throwback to Hitchcock's Rear Window. You know, you've got agoraphobic that can't leave the house. It builds a relationship with the girl next door that's suffering in a, you know, violent relationship, and they create this sort of bond with one another that's very unique and beautiful, and I completely bought it. There's the chemistry between the two of them, but I think the strength of this film, outside of the performances, is the exceptional screenplay. Like, it is an amazing screenplay and shows so much promise, and I can't wait to see Addison's next picture.
Mondo Yakuza.
There was no real doubt in my head. Look, I've enjoyed quite a few Aussie films this year, and we obviously saw this film, or I should say last year in 2015, but we saw this film in a close to finished cut at Monster Fest in 2014, and then we had the privilege of seeing it as the opening night film at the Melbourne Underground Film Festival this year, and the finished film with a few more visual, you know, effects finished, more score, because I think Screaming Meanies did a little bit more score in it, the sound editing had been sort of fixed. It was beautiful. It just works. It's such a great film. Like, from the opening track, you know, Custard, right through to the finale. It's just, and it's a somewhat emotional film too. And it's funny as well. I don't know.
It's multi-layered on so many levels. For sure.
Great
well,
film.
Congratulations to Addison and his team. Under a Kaleidoscope is definitely a worthy film to win.
Win
the Jared Award. Bloody hell.
Yeah, there takes out the Jared Award
awesome.
This year.
And let's move on to the Sean Award with an impressive drum roll.
The Sean Award is going to go to Under a Kaleidoscope.
Oh my Oh my goodness.
Everything that Jared just said about this amazing little film, I cannot back up enough. Like, it just beyond impressive. I think it speaks volumes of a talent that I think just about everybody in the scene and anybody who's seen the film is probably going to be very much, you know, they're going to be excited about him. They're going to be keeping their eye on him. Mondo Yakuza has just hit the press junket, as you know. The trailer's just been released. It's getting picked up everywhere. Everybody can't wait to see what this guy's going to do next, and it's all because of Under a Kaleidoscope. I totally agree. Performances are amazing. The writing is exceptional. It's wholesome. It's beautiful. It's tender. It's touching. At times, it's scary and heartbreaking. It's just a cracking little film. I think everybody involved should be really, really impressed with themselves. And it's a great.
And I believe there's nothing set in stone, but there is a little rumor going around that there's going to be a spin-off film featuring Pastor Ricky Finn, which is played by Glenn Maynard. They spoken to Addison, and he loved writing dialogue for that character. Right. Glenn loved playing that character, and they thought, let's make a movie.
Yeah.
Don't know whether they're moving forward with it. There's a lot of things on Addison's plate. Moving forward, he's got a shit ton of stuff he's doing. And he is just, what an up-and-comer as far as Australian talent that is making waves without any kind of funding body.
Yeah.
He's fucking he's completely
done it off his own back.
Yeah.
And between him and his producer, Jasmine, these guys, like, just workaholics. Get to it and get it done, like, and I love that attitude.
Absolutely. So well done and congratulations once again. Like, there you go. You know, second year going, first time anyone's ever won the award twice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I might mention, if you jump on our YouTube channel, you can see the Q&A from the Melbourne Underground Film Festival screening from Under a Kaleidoscope. Be warned, there might be a few spoilers, so if you haven't seen the film, just be weary of that.
And if you want to hear Addison just talk at length about his work, listen to episode 4 of the Fake Shimp on their podcast when we had him on the mic with Aston Elliott and Jasmine Jacoby. And that was back in the chocolate strawberry vanilla day when Kaleidoscope was in production.
I was going to say November, December of 2014.
Yeah. And look, you know, the technical audio side of our podcast may be different, but the conversation is on fire.
You can actually check out the video on YouTube as well.
Yeah, there is a video.
Or on our front page at fakechamp.net. I've still got it up there because I think it's one of our best videos. I think it's great. And that moves to the Glenn Award.
The Glenn Award.
Drum roll. Cat Sick Blues.
Hey!
Which not only has won the Glenn Award, it came in at number one on my top 10 list for the year. I just was fucking blown away by this film. I have said it that many times. It's a film that just blew me away in a sense that I've never seen anything like it before. I was shocked. It was funny. Visually incredible. It's kind of David Lynch-y. It's nightmarish. It's extreme in a sense that Human Centipede was, in that it pushes that envelope further than you expect it to.
Mm.
And just, for such a low-budget, independent, local Melbourne film, I think no other film deserves an award more than this one. Yeah, it just blew me away, and I really cannot wait to see what they come up with next.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the Glenn Award, and congratulations to those guys, because well-deserved in my books.
Let's give them a round of applause.
Golf clap. Well done, everybody.
Which brings us to the granddaddy, which is the FakeShemp.net Award, which is an award that we allocate to sort of a collective think tank of what film, outside of our own individual choices, should come in as a contender. And we have
We deliberated on this a little
bit. We did deliberate on this.
This was a little bit of backwards and forwards, and it was a lot of conversation. It was a bit of swaying, a bit of twos, a bit of froze.
There's no doubt we all liked it. Two of us loved it. One of us struggled until rewatched it.
Yeah.
Put their mind to it, and I think we've all come to the decision that it's a worthy winner for the FakeShemp.net Award.
Yeah.
And that film is, drum roll,
go.
Second drum roll, whatever. Manny Lewis. Now, this is Carl Barron's film that, you know, if you listen to our last top 10 episode, we discussed this one at length. And tell us about it, Jared. What do you think about Manny Lewis?
Autobiographical tale of a comedian that can't connect with people, let alone have a relationship, a personal relationship with a woman, meets someone he's interested in, and it's heart-wrenching, and it's awkward, and funny.
It's very funny. Carl Barron has a certain sense of humour, which some people love, some people don't, but in this film, I think he's much more attainable. Like, you know, you can connect with his humour in this one on a much more personal level. Yeah. because his comedy is always observational, so yeah. You can always connect with what he's saying. But in this one, the visual goes with it.
It's
you know?
Universal. Yeah, yes, that's the difference.
He's making jokes in response to what he's seeing in the film, so yeah. You know, you can connect it. And the love story, it's very, you know, it's a formula film. It's very Americanized in its structure. But for it to take place in such an ochre kind of environment with Carl Barron and his relationship with his father and his manager, it's very Aussie, you know. But yeah, this is a film that just really, really impressed me and blew me away this year. I was not expecting it to be anywhere near as good as it was.
Yeah. It's one of those ones, I mean, like, just for the record, I was the one that was kind of a bit backwards and forwards on it, as you guys know. And it's one of those ones, it doesn't particularly push the envelope in any way. It's not, I mean, like, there's certainly those films that have better acting. There's films that have more original stories. There's films that have better romances.
But tell Manny, us something you liked about yeah. the movie.
But Manny, Manny Lewis works because it is just so endearing.
Yeah.
For what it lacks in unpredictableness, because like you say, it's formulaic. You can almost peg where it's going to go.
Yeah.
It works in this kind of everyman level where it's guaranteed to touch somebody somewhere somehow because
you want to give Manny a cuddle.
Yeah, you really do.
They do a really solid job of just reaching out and just, you know, even they don't have to grab you by the heart, but they just tickle the cockles of your heart and they just let you know that it's there. And you know, it really is.
And
a
let's
really
face it, the best romantic comedies are the ones you know where they're going, you want it to go there.
Yeah, like, you want it to get to that point.
But also
the ones that there's a slight element of doubt. Like, you know it will, and it should, but there's an element of a doubt it won't. Like with Silver Linings Playbook toward the end, and like this film toward the end, there's that element you go, "Hang on, no, but it can't not."
Yeah, I don't it want it to go that
make
way.
Make it go that way, and when it does, it's so much more satisfying. You're like, when you would get there, but there was a bit of doubt.
And this is a film I also think has been widely undervalued,
completely
and
generally pretty much ignored. Like, it wasn't nominated for any of the actor awards this year,
which was a crime,
a real oversight.
It absolutely was bizarrely ignored.
As a member of the Australian Film Critics Association, I've thrown this one in the barrel for a nomination because they're doing their awards
in the Carl barrel.
In the Carl barrel. If he listens to this, he's gonna go leave the comedy to me.
And fair go to him as well.
But Manny Lewis, look, I'm really stoked to be announcing this one.
Absolutely.
Very, very cool.
Solid film.
So that is it. That's the FakeChamp.net Awards, the 2015 awards. So very exciting, and now let's see what the year holds for 2016.
Hopefully Alvin Purple 4.
It's going to be a good year. I got a feeling, boys. It's going to be a good year.
Well, Carl Barron might come out with Alvin Purple 4.
Okay. I thought Carl Barron might come out and then it was pause. That's cool too.
Yeah.
Manny Lewis 2, but
yeah,
slightly not different story.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Mainly set in King's Cross on Oxford Street.
Jesus. Yeah, that took a dark turn.
All right, so that wraps up this miniature episode. Thanks for listening.
Thanks,
and,
guys.
And catch us on our next episode. We're on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, social media, wherever you can find us. Catch you next time.
Ciao.